error, misunderstanding of Scripture. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15. There are two key passages in this chapter which make clear what was going on. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. In the second passage, for you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. 2 Corinthians 11:20. Verse 3 indicates the problem. Preachers moved away from the simple truth of the gospel and came up with hybrid doctrines through rationalization. Verse 20 tells us the result. The hearer comes under bondage, mental and spiritual, to a minister who attacks who they are in Christ Jesus. But though we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8. False teaching, religiosity, was a problem then, it's a problem now. The fruit that the church should be bearing is not evidence because of false teaching. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it knew him not. 1 John 3:1. Any church or minister who does not reinforce the fact that we are now sons of God is misrepresenting the gospel. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Any church or minister who does not reinforce our privilege to come to God boldly is misrepresenting the gospel. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Any church or minister who does not reinforce this point blank statement by Christ, but rather teaches us to beg and plead with God, is misrepresenting the gospel. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Mark 11:24. Any church or minister who does not reinforce the words of Christ Jesus, but teaches extreme sovereignty and the constricting will of God, is misrepresenting the gospel. Making the words of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and making such like things do you. Mark 7:13. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rulers of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. All Christians in all churches need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, who teaches us, and they need to get into the Word of God to grasp the implications of the simplicity that is Christ Jesus.